Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Certain photographs capture important moments in time with such power and emotion that they become icons of their era. Consider pictures made in New York on 9/11, photos of school children sheltering under their desks during the Cold War, or U.S. Marines raising the flag over Iwo Jima during World War II. But the millions of ordinary photographs taken every day by ordinary people also document history as it's happening. And right now, we're all part of a news story that includes a global pandemic, moments of anxiety, and moments of joy. The South Dakota State Archives are setting out on a project to collect some of the photos and other artifacts of the times we're in right now. Shelley Sompson is the South Dakota State Archivist, and she's joining me now from Pierre to talk about documenting COVID-19 in South Dakota. Shelley, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for inviting me.
This whole project gives me chills a little bit, so because we are living it right now and we're seeing images pop up, and it gives me great comfort to know that somebody is paying attention to how important those are for the future. Tell us a little bit about documenting COVID-19 in South Dakota.
Right. So the State Historical Society, the State Archives, is responsible for collecting and preserving and making these records accessible for, you know, future generations to document our history. And so when this unfortunate event happened, my staff and I thought, you know, there's got to be a way that we can collect things while they're happening, trying to get people to donate things while it's happening, while it's kind of fresh in their mind, and to kind of get the jump on it so that we can be a little bit more proactive about documenting these things. We're looking for photographs, videos, audio files, journals. Those are some examples that we've had suggested to us. We've had some of those things come in already. And those are just really going to be very helpful to explain these things to our future generations, to help describe what it is that we're going through right now.
Right. What are some of the early responses that you're seeing? As I look on the blog post that Brian Gevick from SDPB put together, there's, you know, babies are being born, and my sister's getting married on Saturday, and I have to watch it on Zoom, and the life is going on in crisis and in joy.
Right. And I think it's important for us to document all of that. It's affecting every single one of us in different ways. Some of the things that we've already gotten sent in are photographs of the way people are doing business now. I mean, most of us are used to going to an office, and now we've gotten pictures of people working at home. I mean, that's important, because that's affected a large number of us to have to change our work patterns. We've gotten information in from some librarians on how they've had to change how they work, how they still service the public the best that they can. We've gotten some photographs in. Those have been the early responses. We've heard from others who have responded to our Facebook page with questions about, you know, what it is really that we're looking for. And I think I just encourage people to go to our website. Look at the page where there's more information, and there's a submission form so that there's an easy way to get the information to us, and that kind of that answers a lot of the questions there.
Tell us how it changes, and I specifically want to get at this idea of how you see the world as an archivist. Because many of us are living through, and if you have small children especially, or you have health problems, especially right now, if you've been diagnosed positive, if you've lost your job, many people are living in a crisis moment. Other people I'm seeing have a little more time than they've had in the past and have struggled with the new routine and how to reflect upon it. As an archivist, you see this world differently than the rest of us do, because you are paying attention based on your experience with how people have paid attention in the past. Take me back a little bit with what you know about what people have a tendency to gather and find important, and what matters 50 years from now.
Oh, that's a good question. Right, because we look at what people are requesting. You know, prior to this, we were looking at what people were requesting information on, what people were doing reports on and research on, and, you know, the events in our history. And what was available at that time was photographs, journals, letters, correspondence back and forth between, you know, maybe relatives living here in South Dakota and family or friends that lived elsewhere in the United States. Those were the types of things that were available in the past, you know, for other research projects. Now with this event, you know, we've got much more technology available at our, you know, just right at our fingertips. So, you know, capturing anything that's, you know, most people like to do a lot of FaceTiming or like audio files, capturing that. Those types of things are going to be very, very helpful going forward. You know, I've got kids at home, too, and so they're kind of going through this whole homeschooling thing, and so that's a big change. And, you know, I think going forward, I think we're just looking to capture just about any aspect of life that you can think of, because that's really going to tell a much better story, you know, of to our future generations, to our grandkids and our great-grandkids, of how this affected, you know, this affected every single one of us to one extent or another. And I think, you know, if people like to do poetry or anything, you know, emails, capturing text streams, anything like that, that is really going to be helpful going forward to try and explain all of this.
One of the things I'm finding as I try to keep a journal of my own is it's more challenging to be really honest. Mm-hmm. Because I have an awareness of, you know, how that might be read. Whereas normally when I journal, I don't think about, I mean, I think about the process of journaling and what it's doing for me. That's kind of the kind of journal keeping that I do. Now suddenly I have this heightened awareness that I'm going to look back on this and I'm going to read it again. Maybe my daughter or grandchildren, should I have them, will read it in the future. And it's making me hesitate a little bit. So talk a little bit about just being open and honest with what does this actually look like and what people are actually going through right now. That honesty matters. And in an age of social media, we both have more of that and less of that at the same time right now.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, I think, you know, that might be something that might potentially hold people back from submitting some of their things to us, is that, you know, their feelings are very, very much out there, writing down honestly what it is they're going through, what it is they're feeling, especially if there's any kind of tragedy that, in, you know, that they're experiencing. So I just encourage people to just be honest, to write that all down. You know, and if you choose to not, you know, donate any of that material to us, it is still important for your family eventually to read that. And maybe at some point in the future, those could be donated to us as well. Yeah. But I think kind of it's almost therapeutic in a way to write these things down. So I think it's going to be very helpful to not only the person who is doing the journal writing or the documenting, to just be as honest as you can, as you feel comfortable being. And that's going to be wonderful to give us the big picture of what everybody is feeling. Some days are going to be better than others, so I think that's
right?
Important.
Some 5 minutes are going to be better than other 5 minutes.
Exactly, yeah.
As we look back on some of the pictures in our remaining minute, Shelley, there's a sense of, when I look at historical pictures, I love the little details in the background of how people lived. Talk a little bit, just as we let you go, about, you know, showing the ordinary that some people don't think is worth archiving or is worth sharing, but really it's those little details, it's the ordinary things, how we got our food, that matter.
Oh, that's so much, yeah. We've talked to individuals over time that say, you know, my photos aren't, you know, they're just, I'm nobody, you know, I didn't have any, you know, influence. Do you really want my everyday pictures, my everyday journals? And absolutely, those are so helpful to document what is going on with everybody. There are so many pictures that people don't think have historical importance because, you know, but they're everyday photos. But that is the good stuff. That tells us the day in and day out of how people were living. So, you know, capturing those moments at home with people who were isolating, or capturing those, you know, pictures in everybody's windows where they're hanging up the window clings with words of encouragement. Those are all so very important.
What a great project. You can learn more at our website at sdpb.org and the state archives, history.sd.gov. Find them on Facebook. Shelley Thompson, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for inviting me.